This is Yasmina Guerda for UN News. The number of internally displaced people, or IDPs, in Darfur, in West Sudan, continues to grow following recent clashes in the Jebel Mara region. More than 2 million people in Darfur have been living in IDP camps since conflict started in 2003. Those who were displaced from the Jebel Mara are largely unwilling to return home, citing a lack of food, health services, and housing. The UN African Union Joint Peacekeeping Mission in Darfur, UNAMID, is preparing to leave Sudan in less than 2 years, and there is concern that the issue of IDPs will remain unresolved. UNAMID radio producer Siti Obudi spoke to Rommel de la Rosa, the mission's governance and community stabilization officer and head of the temporary operating base in Golo in central Darfur. He started by asking Mr. de la Rosa what UNAMID's current priorities are for the displaced.
Currently, our priorities are to support the different intercommunal groups to promote peaceful coexistence and harmony, to support the native administrations. This includes Peaceful Coexistence Committee and the Agricultural Protection Committee. Another priority that we have is the implementation of a support community-based infrastructures. Some of these projects include the establishment of police stations in strategic locations. These are clustered villages. We call it hotspot, where there is potential for clashes between the farmers and the herders. It's a farming land. We need to promote this peaceful coexistence between the farmers and the seasonal nomads or herders who migrate from one place to another. Other projects in the pipeline is also the support to the women group in Golo, livelihood opportunities for women.
You mentioned earlier about several projects that the Governance and Community Stabilization Section has promised to implement in Golo. One of those projects is to integrate the IDPs of Arakiro gathering site near Golo town into the community. How is that project going?
Regarding IDPs and its integration to the communities, we always have this principle that the primary responsible entity for the integration of IDPs is the host government. We are doing this through advocacy with the government. We advocate to them that their basic needs should be provided. UNAMID may not be able to provide this one, but we try to link it up also with the different humanitarian actors.
Some of the internally displaced persons told us that they don't want to be integrated into the community soon, as they don't have basic access to education, food and housing. What's your comment?
In the gathering site that they are located, we continue to provide the protection of civilian mandate. But at the same time, we continue to advocate also with the locality officials that the integration process has to be fast-tracked at the same time, considering those basic needs of IDPs are provided into the communities that they are planning to send these IDPs.
What are the challenges have your sections faced in Golo locality?
Golo is a mountainous area, and it's entirely different from the rest of the places in Darfur. It's like a tropical area. Accessibility is one of the challenges, really. We need to access villages, and accessing this will really entail a lot of effort and time as well. The living conditions in the temporary operating base that needs to really to be improved. The challenge also is to implement our mandated activities. There are funds available, but UN is bureaucracy. We need to follow certain procedures. So by the time you need immediately, you cannot get the funds right away. It entails really a lot of planning.
What are your expectations from the local government?
Of course, cooperation and openness. I think we will have this good working relationship with the local authorities. But of course, we have to maintain this. What we have committed to them, based on our mandate, then we have to deliver.